Titans just wrapped up the preseason against the Minnesota Vikings. Now, Mike, tell me what the next 48 hours is going to look like for these players.
It's very hectic for the staff, first of all, because the Titans have to be down to 53 players by 3 o'clock Central Time on Saturday. Most of the cuts will take place on Friday and maybe late Friday. They'll get down to 55 pretty quickly. That's generally how it works. And then they'll see who's out there. They'll see who gets cut from other teams. They'll see who's going to be on the waiver wire. They'll investigate trades. And then they'll try to maneuver any way they can. The tough thing is sometimes they get down to 53, and then they'll make more changes on Sunday into Monday. The other thing that happens is on Sunday, the Titans and every other NFL team able to sign 10 guys to the practice squad. So you'll have a 53-man roster, a 10-man practice squad when the team reconvenes on Monday, ready to start Kansas City week. So it's going to be very hectic. For some guys, they absolutely know they're on the team. They're going to get a little break. For other guys, the next 48, 72, maybe even 96 hours are going to be on pins and needles.
Now, how much of an impact did this last game, or really all of the games of the preseason, have on the decisions that are going to be made?
Rustin Webster makes it very clear that there's always at least one guy who makes the team based on what they see in the last game. As I looked at the roster, I thought the Titans going into the Minnesota game had 47 or 48 sure things. And then probably two, three, four more who were pretty sure. And then you've got the spots. Somebody's going to angle, maybe, you know, the kicking spot, maybe the wide receiver spot, maybe a spot on defense. Those are some places that if somebody were to show well on that tape, and according to what happens in the rest of the market, they may have played themselves onto the roster.
Now, it's going to be really interesting to see in the next couple of hours how things form and come to be for this team.
It's probably the most hectic 24 hours of the NFL season because all 32 teams have to get rid of 22 players. So you're going to see nearly 700 players cut in the next 36 hours. That's the challenge. The challenge out there with possible trades, the waiver wire, all of that, it'll be fast and furious.
Well, everybody's going to get back to work. We're going to head back to St. Thomas Sports Park to get ready to face the Kansas City Chiefs this week. For TitansOnline.com, he's Mike Keith, and I'm Amy Wells.